Stop, reflect, refocus. This is Going Deeper from the Salvos.
One of our team recently was out and about and walked past a small, slightly run-down milk bar in a suburb he was in. He was going to go into a fast food store next door, one of those big chain stores, and get a coffee. But he saw a sign outside this milk bar that said, "Coffees, $2. The place next door was offering lattes for $1.50, but he decided to go into this little run-down milk bar and have the coffee there. And to his delight, when he went in, there was a collection of little run-down chairs and two small tables in the middle of the floor for people to sit down and drink. The guy who owned this milk bar looked about 75 years old. He slowly shuffled out and took the order and returned in a few minutes with an old mug and an instant coffee. Oh well, it's still a coffee. Our team member sat down and actually enjoyed his instant coffee and looked around him while he was inside the milk bar. It looked like it hadn't had any maintenance since, well, 1950. One corner of the room was dedicated to groceries. It had several shelves with dusty tinned food, pasta packets and other food items that looked like they'd been sitting there since World War II. He had a look through them and decided to buy as many groceries as he could in this little run-down old milk bar. He checked the use-by dates and took a bunch of items to the counter. The elderly owner's eyes lit up. "A purchase! Someone's buying stuff from my shop!" Our team member spent just under $20 on 6 items. He said he couldn't explain the feeling inside when he did this. A real sense of joy. It cost him much more than at the supermarket, but it made them both happier. In the Good Book, money is mentioned about 140 times. One of those times is in Hebrews 5, where it says, "Let your character be free from the love of money." He decided he was going to incorporate this into his way of life. Now, once or twice a month, one of the highlights is buying a big stash of groceries from small, run-down, struggling milk bars. The extra cost is a small sacrifice, but nothing compares to the joy it gives him and the store owners. What's more, it's one way we can help someone else when we spend money on ourselves. I'm Aaron Wright.